pistol. The pistol. The Titans at the nine. At the nine. Ladies and gentlemen. Touchdown! Under pressure. Under pressure.
Presented by Nissan. We are live downtown Nashville at Nissan Stadium. I'm Lance Smith, and in for Eddie George is Mr. Monday Night, Keith Bullock! Yeah! Thank you. Love having you here, man.
I love coming through.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, this time I came with gifts.
Oh, check
brought
it out.
My bobblehead.
See, we have been without this bobblehead.
I normally come through. I haven't made the cut, but I'm going to officially put myself right.
No, I'm right here. Defensive side.
Oh, defensive side. I got you. Yeah, offense over here.
So I'm official now.
Like it. I like that pose, too, that Bullock pose.
Yeah, you know.
All right, well, let's kick off our show and do what we do. Normally, this is our four downs with Eddie, but we have a four downs with Keith right here. So, four downs with Mr. Monday Night. What a game. What a game
Great
we
game.
Just saw.
Game.
Yeah. Break it down. You heard the noise from our crowd in here that's just left over from what we heard. But first up, I want to talk specifically about this offense stepping up big time. And I love the way they opened the game. They opened the game with three pass plays. You got Murray in the backfield. They're expecting run. Three pass plays, which then sets up the run, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, the Titans have been known as the smash-mouth run football team. Mm-hmm. Coach Trubisky comes out with three consecutive pass plays, throws the Texans off a little bit, mm-hmm. and that got the running game established.
Yeah, so about this running game, just between DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry, 22 rushes for 175 yards and a TD. Of course, Marcus added his own 23 yards and a TD with his legs. But running, and DeMarco Murray running with purpose this game.
Yeah, DeMarco, you know, being the older back, he showed some more burst this week. He was able to hit the holes. He's much more patient runner, whereas when Derrick Henry gets the ball, he's coming downhill right now. He's mm-hmm. hitting those holes, and he's looking to take it to distance or run somebody over, hit him with a mean stiff arm, whatever it takes. But as a defender, when you have two running backs running the ball with the purpose like these two men do,
yeah.
it's going to be long days.
And, of course, Henry breaking off the big run at the end of the game. I mean, you're Mr. Monday Night. We might have a Mr. Fourth Quarter right there.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever it takes, right? Right. Well, another guy we have to highlight, because you highlight him every week, Delanie Walker.
Yeah.
Next down, Delanie Walker. This guy, man. I mean, MVP material right there.
Yeah, he's a matchup problem. You know, he matches up tough against defensive backs, but then when you put a linebacker on him, it's even more trouble. And my nickname for Delanie is Mr. Move the Chains, because every time he's in that position on third down or to get the ball in the end zone, he stays moving the chains, and he's going to get up and let the defenders know what he just did.
Yeah, absolutely. We were with third and a mile, and he got us there fourth and inches. We get the first down, and then, of course, we feed him the ball for the touchdown. It was amazing. And he loves playing on this team. I mean, if anybody's hyped up about this team right now, it's definitely Delanie. I mean, he had a lot of positive words about this locker room. Said, I love this team. Something special about this team. The guys in the locker room they fight and they never give up. And I can't ask for anything more than that. He said, we find a way to win games. Said, that makes him happy.
He comes from, a team where he's been in Super Bowls before. He's mm-hmm. played in big games before, and he knows the pedigree to get that done. And if that's what he's saying right now about his team right now, so I think it's a lot for Titan fans to get excited about. It means they're doing big things in the locker room right now.
They really are. And you're right. You can't cover the guy. Next down, let's talk about this next man up mentality. So Hopkins, the stellar receiver that he is, gets covered. Logan Ryan covers him all game. Now, he gets 8 for 80. Okay, but they keep him out of the end zone. Logan Ryan goes down, and LaShawn Sims, I mean, he stepped up big last year, and he did in this game specifically, especially with that big
interception. Yeah, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is one of the best wide receivers in the league. And, you know, I was one of the people that was wondering why they didn't put a dory on DeAndre when Logan went out. But, look, Sims went in there. He actually neutralized DeAndre Hopkins from that point and sealed the deal with that interception.
Huge.
It shows that he was able to go in there and make plays, and the next man mentality is going to be huge as you move further along in the season.
So now, Adoree Jackson, mentioned him. Obviously, this rookie's having a stellar year. He's covering everybody like wallpaper. And you said they didn't move him over, so that gives you confidence about our depth then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, Logan Ryan, he's definitely the starter. You know, he's the guy that's going to get it done. Adoree's been doing his thing on his side. But to have a guy, a third guy in Sims, to come in a big moment and make plays and to shut down one of the top wide receivers in the NFL gives not only the Titans coaching staff confidence, but gives that young man confidence moving forward in the season.
And all happened at the right time, too. Well, for this final down, probably my favorite down, because we got to talk about the fan noise. The fan noise.
We got him right here, left over from the game.
That's it right there. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you very much. So the crowd brought it. Three false starts in a row from that right there. Jeff Allen moving over from guard to tackle. Didn't know what was going on. I mean, and if anybody knows about crowd noise in the stadium, that would be you, sir.
Yeah, fan noise at a home game is huge. It makes the offense, the opposing offense, have a tough time hearing the snap count.
Yeah.
And defense really gets into it, especially on those third downs when you pump the crowd up and the crowd is really loud. And look, these guys thought the stadium was loud this week. Wait until the weeks come and the games are worth more, because every game from here on out, the stakes get higher.
Yeah, right. So the fans, you have to feel like you're participating. You're a part of it. You are a part of that defense. So thank you for all that you do. That was so fun to be a part of. It was great. All right, well, we've got plenty more to talk about, obviously, here on the show. But, you know, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. With that, we go to break with our Geico Fast 15. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Bakes running left. Mariota to the five. Mariota to the end zone. Standing up. Floats it down the middle. Walker at the five. Walker in the end zone. Touchdown! Fires deep right side, and the pass is intercepted. Intercepted.